Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. A couple of conference championships for Embry-Riddle and the end of the high school sports season are among the topics in this week's short but important show, as the school sports season is just about wrapped up until the fall. Let's start with Embry-Riddle, as the Eagles baseball and softball teams each won their respective conference championships. In baseball, Embry-Riddle matched up again with the Benedictine Mesa Redhawks for the CalPAC championship game last Friday, after beating the team in the semifinals the day prior. The Redhawks got things started with a run in the first inning, but Embry-Riddle responded with runs in the first and second innings to take the lead. The Redhawks tied things up with a run in the fourth inning, but Embry-Riddle answered back again in their half of the inning with a three-spot powered by a home run off the bat of Drew Berrigan. The Redhawks tied up the game again with three runs in the sixth inning, but Embry-Riddle matched them with three runs of their own in the bottom half, and it was Berrigan again, coming through with a two RBI single. The Redhawks got two runs back in the top of the seventh inning, but as the game trend continued, Embry-Riddle responded with a run in the bottom of the seventh, and that would be the end of the Redhawks' comeback attempts, as Embry-Riddle won 9-7 for their first California Pacific Conference championship in program history. The Eagles now move on to the NAIA National Championship opening round, where they will take on British Columbia as part of the Lewiston Bracket in Lewiston, Idaho, on Monday at 11 a.m. The Thunderbirds went 31-19 on the season and 15-9 in the Cascade Conference, losing in the semifinals to Lewis-Clark State College 7-1. Embry-Riddle in the regular season went 29-18 and 16-7 in the conference, beating Simpson once and Benedictine Mesa twice to win the conference championship. It was a rematch of the semifinal game for the Embry-Riddle softball team as well, as the Eagles clashed with Simpson in the conference championship in front of the home crowd in Prescott last Friday. Meredith Dutrone hit a three-run home run in the second inning to get Embry-Riddle off to a fast start after Simpson scored a run in the top half. Simpson got a run back in the fourth inning, but home runs by Leah Salas and Lily Anderson in the fifth and sixth innings helped pad the lead enough to withstand a seventh inning comeback attempt by Simpson, as the Eagles took the conference championship 5-3, winning their third consecutive title. The Eagles softball team moves on to the NAIA National Championship opening round, as they match up with Florida National on Monday at 1 p.m. in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Florida National went 23-22 overall and lost to the Georgia Gwinnett College Grizzlies in the Continental Athletic Conference Championship 2-1. Embry-Riddle went 38-11 overall and 22-2 in the conference during the regular season, beating Benedictine Mesa once and Simpson twice to take the title. As for Yavapai College, the softball team ended the season with a doubleheader split to Central Arizona at home over the weekend, winning Game 1 16-5 but losing Game 2 24-7. The Rough Riders finished the season 13-24 overall and 13-17 in the conference. And no local high school teams remain, as the Prescott Badgers boys volleyball team lost to Odyssey Institute 3-1 in the first round of the playoffs last Friday. The Badgers went 15-3 overall and 7-1 in the region during the regular season, winning the 4A Skyline title. That concludes high school sports for the 2023-2024 season. The show this summer will have recaps of high school boys and girls basketball seasons and the baseball and softball seasons before we get ready for high school sports to start again, with previews of each football team in August. We'll get caught up with the Wranglers and preview their game this weekend in just a second, but before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's turn the attention to the NAZ Wranglers, as the team fell to the San Diego Strike Force last weekend 54-45 in San Diego, snapping a four-game winning streak, as the Wranglers are now 4-2 overall on the season. The Wranglers were hurt by a 25-point second quarter for San Diego. The Strike Force went on to outscore NAZ 23-21 in the second half, capped by a San Diego field goal with 2 minutes left in regulation. Joshua Jones completed 16 of 24 passes for 224 yards and 4 touchdowns, with 1 interception in the loss. The Wranglers return home as they look to bounce back against the Bay Area Panthers at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley on Saturday at 6:05 p.m. Bay Area so far on the season is 5-1 overall, losing their first game of the season last week to the Vegas Nighthawks. In the regular season last year, the Wranglers went 1-1 against the Panthers, losing the first game 47-13 before winning the second 35-34. The two teams rematched in the Western Conference Championship game as Bay Area earned the victory 68-46 on their way to an IFL National Championship. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrence Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as we follow Embry-Riddle's journey through the NAIA National Championships.